see you guys doing. Okay, guys, thanks for showing up here today. You have a quorum, so I guess we can move on to either roll call who's here, or you got the...
I have it, made a note, so we're good.
It says call the public, I don't see public here. You guys got a copy of the minutes from our meeting on September 8th. Hope you had a chance to look them over. Miles and Mac. I think Daryl got them. Do we have a motion to approve the meetings or approve the minutes, or do we have some questions about them?
I move for approval.
Mac, move for approval.
You want Chris to cross that out?
Yes.
That's a red pen.
Do I have a second for that, Miles or Daryl?
Second.
Daryl seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Thank you.
Use your Robert.
Okay, 1 second, guys. Okay. Our next order of business is report of representatives of the Helping Hands, Chris Kaufman. This would be particularly interesting. I'd love to hear how you guys are doing. Daryl's not familiar with your program, being the new guy. And the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, Daryl, everybody else knows, but we help low-income single-mom families while the mom goes to college. And everyone in our program is under scholarship, is moving forward towards financial independence for their families. And we love helping low-income single-mom college students. They are the hardest workers. They are making such great sacrifices to change the face of poverty, to get their family on a better trajectory. And we've been around since 2002. We provided over $6 million in scholarships and services, and have had 272 moms graduate from college.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now we're seeing, too, some of our earlier graduates, their kids have grown up, and, well, Layla's really not that old. Their kids are growing up and going off to college. And so it's so cool to see that second generation. So instead of the kid growing up with moms on welfare, mom, the state takes care of us, they're growing up watching their mom succeed in life. And boy, do they see the difference when they're living on $12,000 a year in food stamps and Section 8 housing. And she graduates as a nurse, maybe. That's our number one program. And she's making $55,000 a year with benefits. Those kids see it. And the mom goes out and buys a home. And like Layla did, the mom goes out, you know, and they turn in their old claptrap for a better car. So those kids get to see success right up front, and they want to go on to school. And so how are we doing? As Bob mentioned, we're pretty much like everybody else. It's been a lousy year overall. Early in the year, we lost $85,000 in funding for scholarships that we had in our budget because of COVID-19. Coca-Cola and another group gave the money that we had in our budget that we would receive. They put it into big projects. Coca-Cola did a big old multi-million dollar grant for COVID-19 projects. So we lost, like everybody else, most people, we lost money because of COVID-19, but we're starting to rebound. Recently, we made up $45,000 in grants. We also lost $25,000 from Talking Stick. They were gonna be our presenting sponsor for our Eddie Johnson Roast, and we had to cancel. And instead of having our roast, we had an online event the other night. We did have our golf tournament. It took the spread out for a whole week, and everybody that golfed had their own cart. So. It was very different this year, but we did raise $45,000, and that was some other grants that have come in lately and tightening our belts. We're doing okay. And one of the best things I want to share with you this year, and by the way, I think since you all know, USA is no longer. I mean, we have a site in Dallas, but they're totally independent. They run their own program. And we're up to 17 board members in Phoenix. That's one of the most positive things I can share in the midst of all of this, 17 board members. And I want to share a couple of names that are new on our board that are really making a big difference. Dr. Larry Johnson, he's the president of Phoenix College. And Larry and I just met with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and they gave us $20,000 for scholarships down there at Phoenix College in our program. Jason Castle, he's our lawyer, and John, you can appreciate that. He's our go-to guy whenever we have MOUs and stuff, and he's a great help. Winsome Benjamin, she manages the transit grant for the city of Phoenix, so she has a great knowledge of nonprofit and grant and such. Steve Capobra, some of you might know him. He's the Vice President of Business Development for Catholic Charity Community Services. I know Jerry Wissick knows Steve really well. He's the number two guy over there. And Michelle Arndt, this is one of the most special additions to our board. Michelle is the senior philanthropic advisor for Arizona Community Foundation. And we met Michelle when we invested our $100,000 Phoenix Sun Endowment. I told you guys about it last year at this time. We invested that down in a fund with Arizona Community Foundation. We met Michelle then, and she fell in love with our organization. So I invited her to be on our board. She had to actually step off from managing our fund and give it to somebody else so she could join our board of directors. Now, I had a plan all along, and that is Michelle, who understands endowment funds, plan giving, all these tax advantages, all the way to how to pitch it, and all the ways people can give long-term to Helping Hands for Single Moms. Michelle is an expert, and that's her thing. That's what she does. It's a great win-win, because when we get money in that fund, it's going to go over to ACF, which is her company that she works for and in the department she works. But so she's out there on our board. We will be knocking on doors soon. I emailed you this. But we developed some plan giving, a commencement society. There's $100,000 in the fund right now, and we've secured another $200,000 that will be in 2021. And so long term, having a growing endowment fund is really good for us, because obviously it could be there for emergency funds if things turned upside down. I didn't plan on that. But it also gives us an ongoing money to take out every year and not lose any of that. Always have that foundational pot of money there. So we're really excited. This is a new addition to Helping Hands for Single Moms. And I really believe, as I look, you know, at my age, and I'll be transitioning out someday in the future, I want to leave Helping Hands for Single Moms in really good shape and a really solid foundation for long term. And that endowment fund is one of the most exciting things that has been happening with Helping Hands for Single Moms. So you have any questions for? And then we also added Kathleen Strong, the VP of Financial Consulting for Charles Schwab in Scottsdale. And so now we've got their office. And we do have a small endowment fund over there that we're developing through Charles Schwab Investors. But so 17 board members. We've never been stronger in our board and more diverse and more people with a great working knowledge of the business, the community. Very exciting. Before we turn it over to Layla to talk about the program, I think she's probably getting the directions to the mom. We're very excited. The mom you're going to meet tonight, Glendale resident, obviously, Glendale IDA funded through college. Now she works in Glendale, and I can't wait for you to meet her. So you're going to see somebody that's back, has stayed right here in the city, giving back to the community that you guys invested in her. But any questions about the organization that I can answer before we have Layla talk a little bit and tell you a little bit more about what we do, Daryl?
Okay. Does your separation with USA actually give you more opportunities in the Valley, just being your own entity now? Is that better for you guys, Chris?
Well, yeah, I would say so overall. I mean, we kept things separate. I really didn't recruit money for USA from the Valley. We did have some large funders who, when we started USA, kept giving to Phoenix and then added to it. I got more attention here now, and it's a better all-around situation.
Well, things sounds more focused. Seems like you might be able to do that. It sounds like a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was stretched a little thin there for a while. Yeah. One year we did a big major event here with about 300 people at dinner, and I had an event with the Dallas Maverick players, and in their arena, about 2 weeks after that. And I was trying to manage both events, and I tell you, I'm just running everywhere. But we were, they're doing okay there in Dallas. And the Dallas Mavericks gave us $100,000 to get started there. But and we continue to build good relationships with the Phoenix Suns. Last year, DeAndre Ayton did two events for our moms. Mikhail Bridges did one event for our moms. Kelly Oubre Jr. did two events for our moms. In fact, the Suns rep, when he called us the second time for DeAndre Ayton, he said, "I'll tell you what," he said, "I told DeAndre, can't you spread it around? We're supposed to hit lots of nonprofits." And DeAndre said, "No, I want to do it for Helping Hands for Single Moms." They took 20 of our families to the Puma store over here, right next to the Cardinal Stadium in there. I think it's Puma, yeah. That's who his brand is with. And he did, they had a big old shopping spree in there. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's nice.
But we continue to build some good relationships there with the Phoenix Suns.
And he was on a Wildcat boy too for the
year. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's true. Yes, he was.
Throw that in.
Chris, I know you, a lot of your students go on through the nursing program.
Mm-hmm.
What's COVID done to the nursing programs? Is it increase of demand? Are they shortages of nurses?
Well, it's certainly, yes, it has certainly increased the demand for nurses. And we're, Layla works with Brazo Health, Banner Health, and Honor Health directly. And those nurses, we help them prepare for their NCLEX certification, and they are graduated, get that certification within a month, and they're working.
Great.
They have jobs already lined up before they even graduate.
Does that come through the community college or through ASU West, the nursing program?
Oh, we have our nursing program. We have nurses. Usually we run about 40% or 40 plus percent of our scholarships to nursing students. And we've got them all across the valley. I'll let Layla share. We do a nursing program, some extra stuff, which is kind of kaput right now because of COVID-19. But so we don't have any, Layla knows the directors at many nursing programs, so that's how we find our moms. But we don't have an official partnership. We used to have an official partnership with Glendale Community College, and that's probably where most of our portion of our nursing students are now anyway.
I think that the IDA has been under the impression, I think, that the scholarships were going to people in going to school in Glendale or from Glendale, going to school somewhere.
We changed that a few years ago. We changed it to they have to live in Glendale for your scholarships. Absolutely.
That's what we thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And more than likely, they're at Glendale Community College if they're at Glendale.
But the community college program as opposed to the ASU West program, is that?
Well, they can do a concurrent program. So while they're doing their nursing degree, they're at Glendale Community College at ASU. I don't believe it's West. I think it's downtown.
ASU West doesn't have nursing.
Downtown.
It's all downtown.
ASU downtown.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
They're going concurrently. That's where the ASU comes in. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Layla, you want to share about the program?
Yes. Yeah, so, the most exciting thing I wanted to talk about is despite COVID, I mean, we were kind of expecting the worst, like maybe, you know, the moms, once they got their kids, none of their kids went to school anymore. A lot, over 30 of our moms lost their jobs. So I was expecting more moms, you know, to drop out of school or just give up. And despite everything, we had over 19 graduates during COVID. All their commencements got canceled. I mean, even talking about it, I'm so proud of them. That's a lot of graduates,
yeah.
And none of the moms that were on track to graduate didn't graduate. They all stuck to it. I mean, nurses that had to get moved from in-person classes to online, that was the hardest group that had to transition. But despite COVID, like I said, they finished up awesome. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about is as soon as COVID happened and we realized like how much it impacted the moms, we raised over $57,000 in emergency funds. So a couple women from Glendale that you guys fund in that cohort, they actually were receiving weekly checks.
Right.
They had lost their job depending on their family. I mean, the bigger families, they were receiving $1,200 a month. The funds lasted for over 3 months, and it helped them tremendously until they could find jobs again, figure out what they're going to do with their kids. So that's been, I've been very, very satisfied with the program, given the circumstances. As Chris mentioned, as far as the nursing program, we used to have meetings. So typically we have mentorship meetings about every 6 weeks. And in those meetings, they get mentored. We help them, basically the mentors eventually help them find jobs. It's really a way for the ladies to get together and just work together and not be so isolated. So obviously those have had to be canceled. But they're keeping up. I keep on top of them, see how they're doing mentally. We've done a couple Zoom meetings, not with all of them because their schedules are so chaotic, but they're hanging in there despite everything that's going on. I mean, they're working, if they're not working as hard, they're working even harder, and they're doing it. Some of our moms, you know, one of the moms, she actually got COVID from working in the hospital, doing her clinicals. So, I mean, they're out there putting themselves out there even through all of this. So I'm really, really proud of all of our students, especially the nurses. As far as that, the moms that you guys have funded, the only one that had a problem, all of them did fantastic last semester and until this past fall. So starting in fall, they did well in spring and finished up during COVID. Starting in fall, there was only one mom that had to stop going to school because she's in the IT program. It was pretty much impossible to have all her classes go online. She worked so hard and was devastated because I've actually gone to the campus. It's hands-on, all the IT, like there's machines there and everything. So once they moved, like her hardest math classes, and it was pretty impossible to teach what she was learning. So she was devastated. She's come January, we're hoping she could get in school again. But she's still currently being funded, even though she's not in the program, not going to school, only because it was a special exception given her degree program. It's one of the hardest ones. So she has a plan. She stays in touch with me. And she's looking forward to getting back in school right away. We wouldn't do it if we didn't. She's going to finish no matter what. I have.
She's been with us for a few years, yeah, too, so we should know her.
I have complete confidence in her. So, and she's our only IT student. So it hit her hard. But other than that, like I said, despite COVID, I've been happy with the program. I really expected worse, and I should have never doubted the moms because they just really amazed me this semester, well, both semesters. So it's good on the program, and it's as good as it can be.
Why don't you tell Daryl about the other services like auto?
Okay, so the services we provide, they on top of the scholarship, we have AAA benefits. He mentioned my beat up car. I used to be in the program. 99% of our moms have cars that are barely hanging on, and we just try to get them through college and finish school. So we have over 30 shops that donate the labor for their vehicles. When their car breaks down, they can call me, AAA. We get them right into a shop. They donate the labor, and we pay for the parts. So it's huge. It's huge. Yeah. We keep them on the road. If their car is that bad, we had over 15 cars donated last year, which is a lot. We surprised a lot of moms with cars last year for Christmas, Mother's Day, Christmas. I think there was 4 given out. So we do everything we can to keep them in school, just to get there. On top of that, a big part of the program were those mentorship meetings I was mentioning. Those are huge. We have them for the non-nurses and the nurses, and it really keeps them motivated to hang in there, don't give up. That's one of the biggest parts of the program, because so they're not alone and they can build relationships. We also have Holiday Happiness. Every year, their kids get Christmas gifts. We get together, and the whole family, they come and meet their donors. The kids aren't actually there, but the mother goes and meets the donors. They're able to wrap the gifts together. This way, they can go home, and they're from Santa or whoever. So it's an amazing program we put on every year. Unfortunately, obviously, we had to cancel it this year, but we're making other arrangements to still give all the kids gifts. And we do family outings. So that was the biggest, that was huge for me. I have three children. I was in the program, and to take the kids to like a Phoenix Suns game or a Cardinals game, it's ridiculous. The prices are ridiculous. So total, just the Suns alone, we got over $7,000 worth of Phoenix Suns tickets last year, thousands to the ballet. So we keep them busy all year long. It's That's the only nice. Real chance they have to take their kids out and get them out there. So we're really, it's not just like a scholarship. We're really, we become a family. And so we do as much as we can to keep them in and help them. So.
That's good.
And we tightened our belts, as I mentioned in our report. We didn't replace our graduates in the spring, so we're down to 60 clients, 60 scholarships. We'd like to get back up to 75, but that's where 75, 80 is what we like to run per semester. And that's just the COVID-19. We're working on it.
So once you're in the program, you're in till you graduate? Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. They have to do a minimum 9 credits a semester.
Okay.
And a 2.8
and above.
Unless they're in nursing, they go a little lower.
When sometimes they don't, that's something I tell everybody, like it's the minimum, you know, 2.8, but we have 4.0s. Like their average GPA every semester is over 3.0, easy. So that's like, that minimum is mainly for nursing students, because as long as, what do they, C's get degrees in nursing. So as long as they get even a 2.0, they're good. But they surpass 2.8 all the time.
Any questions about what you've heard so far? Well, Layla, you want to introduce our guest?
Yes. So Marania is one of our graduates. We were super excited to have her here today. She started in the program about 3 years ago, probably towards your junior year.
It was my final year of my bachelor's.
Yes. So her final year, last year of her bachelor's, and then she moved on, and she was one of the graduates of COVID that I'm so proud of. She finished her master's degree during COVID and in social work. So if you want to tell your story, she's now, so she lives in Glendale. She got your guys' scholarship. She finished, went all the way through to her master's degree. Now she's working for Glendale. So I'll let you tell you about her.
I get really nervous, so I typed up what I was going to say because I don't want to forget anything. So sorry that I'm reading right now. My name is Marania Aviles, and my son's name is Emmett. He will be 4 years old next month. I graduated from ASU with my bachelor's degree in social work last year, and then this year I completed my master's degree with a concentration in policy administration and community practice. I graduated with a 3.88 GPA.
Wow, nice.
I know, it was hard. I was on top of it. I am currently working as a district social worker with Glendale Elementary School District. I've always known that I wanted to be in a role where I could help others, especially children. I switched my major quite a few times trying to find the right fit, and after taking my first social work class, I immediately knew I wanted to be a social worker. What I like about social work is how it requires us to advocate for underprivileged and underserved populations. It really focuses on empowering people to use the skills and resources they possess, while also considering the macro factors such as one's culture, socioeconomic status, or policies which impact individuals. My son's father and I separated right before the final year of my bachelor's program. We were in a very unhealthy relationship, which had a negative impact on my sense of self-worth. I also wasn't working at the time and was financially dependent on him. I had to move back to my mom's house, so after we separated, I really struggled with anxiety and depression. I learned about Helping Hands for Single Moms through my school's website and applied for a scholarship shortly after that time. During that time, I really lacked motivation and my mental health began to impact my schoolwork. I had a 4.0 GPA, but that summer I failed one class and got a C in another. I got a call from Layla that summer saying that I was accepted into the program, and I remember feeling really embarrassed when I had to submit my grades that semester. Another struggle I faced after separating from my son's father was feeling like I was a terrible mom because I wasn't spending enough time with my son. I was at school or internship all day and then went home and had to do homework. I couldn't help but feel as though I was neglecting my son, especially considering how young he is. I felt terrible when it was my weekend with him and he just wanted to play, but I needed to do homework and couldn't give him the attention he needed. This had an effect on his behavior and caused him to act out, which tends to make things worse in an already stressful situation. This made it very hard for me to connect with him, which only contributed to my anxiety and depression. Luckily, my son is still young and he probably won't remember any of this, so that's good. The last few years were not always easy, but definitely worth the outcome. Getting my master's degree has opened so many doors for me and is now allowing me to work in a job that I absolutely love and pays well. I no longer need to depend on my son's father or my mom to support me financially. My son's father is active in our son's life, but if I ever needed to, I know I could care for my son on my own without having to rely on public assistance. I've also become a lot more confident since completing my master's program. Knowing I could finish grad school has led me to believe that I could do anything as long as I try. But I'm also, and I'm also more inclined to do things outside of my comfort zone, like being here today, because I hate public speaking.
Everybody does.
My family always asks if I'm going to encourage Emmett to go to college, and the answer is yes. College was an unrealistic dream for me because I didn't really know anyone who went to college. I always heard how hard and expensive it was, and it just didn't seem attainable. After I graduated with my bachelor's, two of my brothers enrolled in college, and evidence shows if you are surrounded by people who attend college, then you're more likely to go. So I don't think Emmett is going to see college as an option. I think it's just going to be the next step after high school. My son's father and I have actually already started his college fund. Helping Hands for Single Moms played a big part in helping me find the motivation I needed to complete my bachelor's degree. I never wanted to disappoint Layla when submitting my grades again, and I ended up completing the final year of my bachelor's with all A's. I also appreciated our monthly meetings because meeting women who were in a similar position as myself was so inspiring. Receiving the scholarship was also so helpful because I was able to use those funds to pay for Emmett's daycare, which I really needed to go to school and go to internship. So before I end today, I just want to say thank you. I honestly, this going to college was the best thing that I could have done for Emmett and for myself, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of people like you who were so willing to help out when I needed it most. So thank you.
Awesome. Questions for Renia?
Very, very inspiring.
How old is your son?
He'll be 4 next month.
Great.
Yeah, so he's still little.
What's his name?
Emmett.
So we did a nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good job.
In case you're wondering, we normally only go through the bachelor's degree. But if it's social work or nonprofit management, we will help them get a master's because
awesome.
They're so involved in the community making an impact in that role that we do that. So
that's excellent.
Yeah. And good I am at the Glendale Elementary School District now, so I am within the neighborhood.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
You need us for anything else,
guys,
Bob?
Again.
You need us for anything else at this point?
I think we're good. Now we're
fine.
Okay.
Good to meet you.
Appreciate it.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah,
nice to see you.
Yeah, Chris, good to see you.
Absolutely. Good to see you, Mac.
Nice to
John.
Chris.
Daryl, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Good to see you
guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Stephanie.
Jesse.
Any way you want.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I know, right? Bye, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Good to see you, Bob. Thank you.
The senior is just down the road here, and I'll have them print some of these out in color.
Okay.
Okay, very nice. It's a nice story. What a
great story, yeah.
It's a crazy time. Nice to hear some good coming out of it. I really like that.
Absolutely.
Miles is on the line. Miles, I get a Miles good report. I can get the
financial
report.
I'm here.
Okay. Miles gave us a financial report. I think that's germane to our next subject matter. So you want to spell it out, Miles? Go ahead.
Yeah, as of today, we have $125,395 in our money market. We have $28,066.13 in our checking account for a total of $153,461.13. We have received $73.63 in interest year to date, and we've paid one invoice since our last meeting to Riley Carlock and Applewhite, the amount of $6,663.31.
Very good.
That's it.
Questions on that, Matt?
No, just move for acceptance.
We have moved it to a motion to accept.
Is there a need for
to accept it?
Yeah, I'll move for acceptance.
Have a second on this?
Second.
Okay, we need a vote on this to approve the minutes or the financial report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against?
Aye.
Very good. Looks like it passes. Thank you, Miles.
Welcome.
Okay. We also have on our agenda pay Riley Crock and Applewhite for their services. And I believe I have that right here. It was up until, as of what, the 21st of September? I have that.
I think so, too. Do you need a copy?
I thought I had one. I gave it to Miles.
I gave you one?
I did, and I gave it to Miles. let's see. The amount was $3,700.45 for services up until then.
Very cool.
After I had it all written down, I think I gave it to somebody. Thank you. And this gets us through October 7th, it looks like. And the amount is $3,745.
I move for approval.
Second.
The invoice presented.
Okay, have a second.
Can I give you just a brief rundown on something?
Sure.
Sure. For the financials. We bill administrative fees, which net, in the case of Midwestern University, $10,000 goes back as a, they pay $20,000, you get 10, and 10 goes back to them as a scholarship. People of faith will be billed $10,000 because that's two bond issues. Beatitudes, two bond issues, $10,000. And Sun Health, Glencroft, and Terraces are single bond issues, each of them $5,000. So you would anticipate receiving another $45,000 in June and July coming up, notwithstanding possibly any other new projects that came along. I would think that the administrative expenses you have relate almost entirely year after year to our fees, which would never exceed being that $7,500 to $10,000 range. So you would be netting out year after year after year, you know, some $30,000 to $35,000, I think, because the fees coming in are $45,000. Just give you some color to this.
Yep.
So your balance here of $153,461 will continue to grow as you receive the fees and you make the awards.
Very good.
And whatever amount you decide to make them.
Very good.
Okay. I made a motion.
Yeah, we have a motion to accept
the invoice.
Second.
Joe seconds the motion. All in favor of approving the motion to pay the invoice, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
So it passes. Okay.
Are we going to vote on the Helping Hands for Single Moms tonight?
I think we should.
Because I don't see it on there, but...
Yeah, I don't either.
I kind of feel like with our financial situation, I talked to Jerry Wissink, I serve on Legacy Foundation Board, and Bob and I kicked this around a little bit, and the Legacy's agreed if we go 20, that they'll go 20, and Jerry's trying to get another 20 out of Blue Cross Blue Shield for these people.
Up to you guys.
I don't know, Bob, if it's not a line, if I get ahead of myself to make a motion to provide a grant to the Helping Hands for Single Moms of $20,000.
I think that's more the reason. I think that's been our annual right on target with that.
I don't know if that's, I don't know if you want to step that up or, you know, we have to watch our things sometimes like everybody else.
Yeah, I just don't know. I'm a little wary of all of that. I think $20,000, I think we can figure that thing. Okay. We can always revisit it too.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'd like to make a motion that we grant these people $20,000, and then I'll tell Jerry that he said he would match us.
Yeah, I'd like to let him know as soon as possible.
So I'll see him next week.
Okay. We have a motion to donate $20,000 to Helping Hands.
I'll second.
Miles seconds. If you vote all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Yeah, passed. I think that's the more to do today. I think that's easy. And again, like I said, we can revisit if we want to do more.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that for the scholarships? We've said it before, but it's they either have to reside in Glendale or be going to school in Glendale.
I think so. I think it should be the same way we've been doing it. Haven't we worded it previously?
That's what we've said before, residing in Glendale or going to school in Glendale.
I think that's just fine. They've done a real nice job of doing that for us and tabs on that. So.
Yeah. And I just learned, I mean, listening to them today, that if their ASU in Glendale doesn't have a nursing program, so they have to transfer, if they start at the community college level and they want to continue in the nursing program, they have to go to NAU or down to downtown Phoenix, you know, with the ASU.
You're going with their bachelor's, yeah?
But then they have to live in Glendale if that's the case they're doing it.
I think so. Sounds like they've got plenty of people to choose from. I don't think it's an issue. So I think that's fine, Bill.
Yeah.
I think doing that, I think that's a good thing to do. If you want to revisit something for Christmas, we can too. We may do that. Very good. Anything else you want to run by us, Mac?
No, sir.
Appreciate talking to Jerry about that.
Okay.
Anything from you, Dale?
No.
Okay, we all good, guys? Let's adjourn the meeting. Thanks very much. Nice job.
You're going to have a motion? Or?
Thanks, guys.
I wonder if we could maybe take a moment to introduce our new board member.
I forgot about that.
And talk a little bit.
I haven't met you.
Maybe
I'm
saw
sorry
your
about
resume,
that.
Your resume.
Call. Yeah, please. Just we got your work info. How about an introduction to Gerald Jackers?
Gerald Jakewis, been here for since 2003, living in Glendale. Wife, two kids, both in college.
It sounds like you do a little bit there.
Yeah, I'm a partner with a architectural engineering firm. We do automated train systems pretty much all over the world. And I moved here specifically for the SkyTrain project. We're the owner's representative. We write the specifications, we oversee the installation, oversight, manufacturing, and installation and testing and commissioning. And so I've been doing this for 30 years, basically almost right out of college. So we should open this system and this stage of the system, June of 22. And then who knows where I'm going there. So I may stay here, but more than likely they probably want me back in the Texas office, or
sure.
That's what my main office is in Texas.
So no one's staying forever, Bill.
How high is that SkyTrain?
How high? In the highest spot, you mean elevation-wise?
Yeah.
109 feet over the taxiway. The only place in the world that's ever been done.
Is that right?
Yep.
It's up there.
It's up there a long ways, yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much me. I've been doing this quite a while.
Where are you from originally?
Oklahoma. Born and raised Oklahoma, moved to Texas right out of college, and was in Texas probably 15 years and moved here.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's a big project. Our side of the project is $306 million. So it's a pretty big one.
Sky Harbor even bigger.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, most of these projects last about 5 years. You go through planning, you go through and get the whole thing built. It's around 5 years. But this one, we started and had to stop and do a feasibility study, then started back up again. So by the time you, and then we did a stage after the first stage, and now we're doing the final stage. So I've been pretty lucky as far as getting to raise my kids in one spot.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So I'm going to adjourn the meeting. We'll discuss afterwards a couple of things. So.
Sure.
I think we should adjourn the meeting. Do we need a motion to adjourn the meeting, Bill?
No, just adjourn.
Okay. Maybe we'll adjourn the meeting.
But you'll communicate with Chris?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll email him tonight. He'll come.